chapter 1, verse 12 says, "But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of a man, but of God." That's right, friend. If you are a believer in the Lord Jesus, the Bible says you have been given the right to be called a child of God. How about that? Hey, welcome to today's edition of Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll. So good to spend some time here with you. I got my cup of coffee to get me up and going today. If you're not too familiar with the program, Sunday Worship focuses on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And I pray that you are well rested, even though we lost an hour's sleep last night. So, yeah, we sprung forward as of 2 a.m. This morning. Hey, I got some wonderful Christ-centered music on the way, including this one that we will glorify here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship here today. It is Joey Kroll. I pray that you are having yourself a great weekend. And a man saw a friend of his and asked how he was doing. "Not so good," the friend replied. "I'm just a little confused." And the man said, "Okay, so why are you confused?" And he replied, "Well, at breakfast yesterday, my horoscope told me to do something. Then at supper last night, my fortune cookie contradicted my horoscope." You know, Fred, I think this man's confusion started way long before he got that conflicting advice. That's what I'm thinking. See, friend, all too often people look for advice in all the wrong places and end up like that man, muddled and misguided. See, the Bible's advice for all who need guidance is not confusing at all. In fact, his word says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Friend, as we continue on this weekend, I just encourage you to trust in the Lord.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O thou of God, I come. Just as I am and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, thy love unknown hath broken every barrier down. Now to be thine, yea, thine alone, O Lamb of God, I come. To be thine, yea, thine alone, O Lamb of God, I come, I come.
You're listening to Sunday Worship.
Rejoice in the Lord. I will exalt you, my God, my Maker, every day. Every day I will give thanks to the King. Great are you, Lord. I will rise up and sing every day. Every day. Take my sadness and turn it to praise every day.
That beautiful name of Jesus. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll. Well, here we are. Get the coffee out. Lost that hour of sleep last night, but I'm going to bed early tonight. I'm going to get it back. Hey, to get her students to not be afraid to ask questions in class, a teacher told them this: a person who asks a question may feel foolish for a moment, but a person who never asks a question will look foolish forever. And that's a true thought when it comes to the spiritual life as well. In fact, God told his people through the prophet Jeremiah in Jeremiah 33:3, call to me and I will answer you. Friend, God is not afraid of our questions. He wants us to seek him out to gain the answers and guidance we need. If you can't find the answer to your question, just ask him directly in prayer.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you.
Holy, 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 I want to see you. want to see you. Holy, 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 I want to see you. Holy, 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 I want to see you.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Compassion and love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations.
Well, thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll, and one of the things I do not like doing is waiting on God. You know, in the spiritual waiting room is not a fun place to be, I'll tell you. And Hudson Taylor said it best, it is not lost time to wait upon God.
There is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning, and some dark and cold. And there is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle and makes his home. Carry your candle, run to the darkness, seek out the helpless, confused and torn, and hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your candle and go light your world. Take your candle. Frustrated brother, see how he's tried to light his own candle some other way. See now your sister, she's been robbed and lied to, still holds a candle without a flame. So carry your candle. Whose hearts are blazing, so let's raise our candles and light up the sky, praying to our Father in the name of Jesus. Make us a beacon in darkest times. Take your candle.
That's music from Chris Rice here on today's edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio and Go Light Your World. Hi, friend. My name is Joey Kroll. Thank you so much for tuning in today. And you can always find out more about this radio ministry. Just visit greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. And there you'll find more information about a special bus trip we will take right outside of Cincinnati for the Creation Museum and Ark Encounter Tour. That's coming up this May, May 19th and 20th. More details on that, again, at our website at greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, I'm going to hang up my headphones here and spend some time with God's people, and I hope you have a chance to do the same. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.